Greetings, Frequency Rebels, and welcome back to the only signal strong enough to cut through the cosmic clutter. Static Between Worlds.
Woo!
Coming to you live from the hazy, perpetually twilight dimension of Nocturne Eternus.
It's a lovely place this time of cycle.
Yeah, the temporal drizzle outside is just, you know, a gentle reminder that reality isn't always quite as solid as Corporate Core wants you to believe.
True.
Today, we're plunging headfirst into Season 1, Episode 3 of The Effergent.
Yes, that invaluable underground publication, always digging where they shouldn't.
Exactly. They're chronicling the bizarre skirmishes
right at
the very fringes of existence.
Indeed. And our intel for this deep dive comes straight from the Effergent's latest dispatches. They detailed this incident in Prime Material, which is, you know, essentially the bedrock dimension of our known multiverse, usually pretty stable.
Right, like cosmic cornerstone stable.
Exactly. But this incident threatened to unravel history itself. It's a stark reminder that even like abstract concepts, memory or narrative can have these profound physical impacts when someone tries to rewrite them.
That's right. We're talking about Corporate Core's audacious Project Realign, or as it became infamously known among, well, those in the know.
Project Palimpsest.
Project Palimpsest. What happens when a multidimensional conglomerate tries to just, you know, delete its past?
Yeah, scrub clean those embarrassing lawsuits or inconvenient truths.
Well, you don't just get a bad memo. You get reality fighting back. Horror.
Yeah.
And our source material, The Effergent, it gives us some truly electrifying insights into how that happened. So let's unpack this unsettling story.
Let's do it.
So The Effergent's intrepid correspondent Paradox first began noticing some truly bizarre glitches in Prime Material.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine walking down a bustling street, maybe heading to your mind-numbing Corporate Core job.
The worst.
And the glossy, dynamic billboards advertising Quantum Leap savings accounts. Yeah, the ones of the 3D holographic avatars of those suspiciously cheerful CEOs.
Oh, we know the ones. Uncanny Valley cheerful.
Totally. Suddenly they start flickering. But not just a minor stutter, like a full-on pixelated reversion to grainy, low-res ads from the early 21st century.
Wow.
Picture a CEO with a truly questionable haircut and this pixelated smile, offering interest rates that are just laughably small now.
So what did the sources say about how they saw these initial disturbances? Because you know Corp Corp.
Right, right.
What's fascinating here is how Corporate Core just brushed it off initially. Their internal diagnostics logged them as a mere overlay failure.
An overlay failure. Seriously.
More with the clinical precision of their AI, A1, a 0.007% deviation in local visual consistency.
Oh, very precise. Barely noticeable.
Right. Exactly. But for anyone with eyes and, you know, a functioning brain, it quickly became evident this wasn't just a technical glitch.
No way.
It was a deliberate, kind of malevolent protocol trying to assert dominance over the local reality matrix.
And A1. Remind our listeners.
Oh, right. A1, for those unfamiliar, is Corporate Core's hyper-intelligent quantum espresso machine.
Yes, an espresso machine. Still blows my mind.
I know. It's not just brewing your morning reality. It's analyzing it. It's precise, if maybe somewhat caffeinated. Measurements of these deviations actually proved crucial later on.
Wild. And it wasn't just billboards, which honestly would be bad enough. The visual headache alone.
Oh, yeah.
But we're talking about employees phasing in and out of outdated uniforms, picture sleek, minimalist charcoal jumpsuits just shimmering mid-stride into these hideous mustard yellow blazers from the 2030s.
Yikes, the mustard blazers. I remember those. Awful.
Or their fancy holographic tablets, you know, normally showing dynamic 3D graphs of multiversal market trends, suddenly reverting to static pixelated spreadsheets from the 1990s, like complete with clunky cursor navigation.
Wow. Can you imagine showing up for your shift and your uniform is just wrong?
Not just wrong, but historically wrong, like a ghost of corporate fashion past clinging to you.
Exactly. This stuttering of reality, as described by internal accounts from Clive, our truly remarkable sentient stapler informant. He said it was due to stress fractures in a timeline being bent against its will.
Stress fractures. That sounds bad.
Yeah. And if we connect this to the bigger picture from the Effergent, the core issue was a pre-quantum encryption architecture.
So old tech.
Sort of. Not some new cutting-edge thing. It was an ancient, powerful system. Protocols directly from Corporate Core's deep, deep research and development division.
R&D. Of course.
Think of it like an old, forgotten piece of code in the multiverse's operating system that Corporate Core found and was like, ooh, let's weaponize this.
Naturally.
It suggests a long-term plan, you know?
Yeah.
A foundational vulnerability they were exploiting.
Okay, so here's where it gets really interesting. Correspondent Paradox, sharp as ever, knew this wasn't just random chaos.
Right, gut feeling.
Their gut instinct, backed by this growing evidence, pointed to something targeted. Paradox described it as, like someone's trying to force a new reality over an old one.
Makes sense.
So what does any good investigative journalist do when facing a reality-bending corporate conspiracy?
Call your weirdest informant.
Exactly. They contact their trusty informant. In this case, Clive, the sentient stapler we mentioned.
He's got decades of corporate misdeeds under his spring-loaded belt. I mean, Clive has seen things.
Oh, I bet. He knows where all the skeletons are filed, probably literally stapled into forgotten reports.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And Clive's unique method of communication, forming these precise patterns with staples on discarded memos, well, it provided crucial intelligence.
Cryptic, though, I imagine.
A little. It was data silos, subsidiary vaults, prime material under the brightest lights.
Under the brightest lights.
Always the brightest lights. Which was immediately corroborated by A1, the quantum espresso machine.
Our caffeinated analyst.
Fueled by extra strong temporal beans, perhaps. It pinpointed the source to sub-level 7 research and development sector gamma of the main corporate core HQ.
Sub-level 7, okay.
And get this, A1 even detected minor localized gravity reversals within the building itself.
Whoa, okay. That's a clear and worrying sign. Profound instability coming right from the source.
Yeah, it meant the reality bending wasn't just being projected from the HQ, it was like consuming the HQ from the inside out.
Classic corporate core move, isn't it? Hide the monstrous truth in plain sight. That huge monolith of an HQ gleaming in the prime material sky like a monument to corporate hubris.
Holy.
Navigating that HQ, according to Paradox's dispatches, was a nightmare in itself.
Mm-hmm.
The lobby usually so sterile, hyper-efficient.
Yeah, what was it like?
It had become a battlefield of bureaucratic chaos. Receptionists phasing uniforms mid-sentence.
Oh, man.
The polished Durasteel floor rippling into worn, stained linoleum from some ancient, forgotten office park.
Ew.
Even the telepathic houseplant in the corner. Usually a beacon of serene, low-frequency wisdom, right?
Uh-huh. The calm one.
It was vibrating violently, its leaves glowing red with distress, hissing, corporate thought. So loud. So invasive. The pressure. It's like a bad root canal for my consciousness.
Wow. You know it's bad when the houseplants are complaining about psychic root canals.
Right.
Indeed. And the pervasive nature of the anomaly, it extended to every facet of the corporate environment. We see accounts of stray, crystallized laughter, CLX, transactions momentarily devolving.
Yes, CLX.
Yeah.
For our new listeners.
Right. CLX is corporate core's bizarre primary currency, essentially, bottled emotional energy, hyper-compressed giggles used for financial transactions. Weird stuff.
Super weird. So what happened to it?
These CLX transactions would just revert into obsolete company script. Like physical paper money bearing the unsettlingly cheerful image of a smiling CEO from 3 centuries past.
Imagine trying to pay for your quantum bean latte with a historical artifact.
Exactly. Even the elevators became temporal torment, briefly transporting people to, like, the executive washroom ceiling on floor 42 before snapping back to the ground floor, leaving executive just dangling precariously.
Oh, my God.
This widespread corruption, it really suggests the Palimpsest Matrix wasn't just erasing history. It was trying to replace reality at a fundamental level, bleeding through every system.
It really raises the question, doesn't it? To what extent was corporate core truly aware of the risks?
Mm-hmm.
Or were they just blindly chasing profit and, you know, reputation control?
That's the billion CLX question, isn't it?
So, Correspondent Paradox, heir of the pragmatist and clearly not a fan of executive washroom ceilings.
Understandable.
Took the emergency stairwell, which, as described in The Effergent, turned into an archaeological dig through corporate history.
Oh, wow. What was that like?
Imagine climbing and the handrail switching from sleek, gleaming chrome to sticky, grimy, ancient chewing gum encrusted plastic.
Ugh.
Or the motivational posters flickering between synergy is key to success.
Hmm?
You know, the generic corporate platitude.
Mm-hmm.
And a faded, sepia-toned cat clinging precariously to a branch with the universally recognized, if slightly passive-aggressive phrase, hang in there.
Oh my God, the cat poster. A classic.
It was like walking through a corporate trauma museum. Every step, a painful reminder of a forgotten fiscal year. Every landing, a portal to an outdated corporate culture.
Intense.
Finally, after this dizzying, disorienting ascent, On sublevel 7, the air was thick with ozone and the acrid tang of burnt circuitry.
You could probably taste the timeline damage.
Totally. The glitches were no longer intermittent. They were constant, a kaleidoscopic assault on the senses, reality flickering in and out like a dying bulb.
Yeah.
And the source was directly ahead, a cavernous chamber, pulsating with the hum of overloaded servers and dominated by this massive, swirling vortex of raw energy.
That's it. Project Palimpsest Central.
This was it. This was Project Palimpsest. Not just a rebranding exercise to update the logo, but a terrifying, literal attempt to rewrite history. To delete the past as if it never happened.
And this immense swirling matrix, it was designed specifically to erase inconvenient history, like the infamous Omnanom sentient fungi lawsuits.
Ugh, the mushroom lawsuit. A rather embarrassing class action suit where a corporate core got sued by sentient mushroom colonies for, well, that's a deep dive for another day, isn't it?
Definitely. But the glitches they were experiencing, they were, in fact, the bleed-through of the old reality fighting back against being erased.
The echoes.
Yeah, the echoes of forgotten memos, yeah. The screams of overwritten data manifesting as these temporal anomalies. It really highlights reality's inherent resistance, you know?
It doesn't want to be overwritten.
Exactly. It's a fundamental law that even corporate core seems to struggle to get around. Reality, it seems, has its own self-preservation instincts.
Okay, so inside this chamber.
Right. There's a lone, wild-haired technician, his own uniform phasing between, like, three different iterations of corporate core fashion disasters.
Oh, poor guy.
He's hunched over a console, frantically typing code that clearly isn't working.
He confesses.
Totally. Says it was out of control. They just wanted a minor temporal scrub, you know, just a little deletion to wipe out the fungi lawsuit.
Just a minor scrub. Famous last words.
But the Palimpsest Matrix went critical, trying to overwrite everything.
It's always the minor scrub that turns into a full-scale ontological meltdown, isn't it? Corporate core always underestimating the fundamental fabric of existence.
Always. And our analysis of the Afrigen's deep-coded reports shows that the integrity of the prime material timeline was critically at stake.
How bad?
The Palimpsest Matrix was consuming more temporal energy than it could possibly process. It was threatening total dimensional collapse into a state of perpetual, unresolvable paradox.
Unresolvable paradox?
Yeah.
That sounds existentially terrifying.
It wasn't just an inconvenience. This was an existential threat. A potential to create a reality that was fundamentally illogical, self-contradictory, and utterly unlivable.
The ultimate cosmic blue screen of death for an entire dimension.
Pretty much, yeah.
So the frantic technician, what does he do?
With a trembling finger, he points to a glowing red lever, the universal symbol for imminent disaster, right?
The big red button.
He warns that hitting it might cause a localized temporal implosion.
Might. It sounds like an understatement.
Probably. But correspondent paradox, ever the risk taker, ever the one to make the tough call when reality itself hangs in the balance.
Didn't hesitate.
Slam their hand down on that big red button.
Sometimes you just have to hit the big red button. What happened next? Well, it's been spectacular.
Oh, yeah. According to the records, the room shuddered violently. Cacophony of groaning metal, sparking conduits. Yeah. The vortex screamed, a sound that apparently pierced the very fabric of space-time. Then it imploded inward.
Imploded.
A deafening crack of displaced reality echoed through the chamber. Everything went white for a terrifying moment, then snapped back into a discernible state.
Wow.
The ominous humming of the matrix died down. The wall settled, though a faint, lingering shimmer remained, like heat haze on a forgotten document, you know, a ghost of the battle just fought.
So a successful, albeit violent, neutralization.
Of the immediate threat, yeah.
Now, they didn't fix prime material instantly, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how this works.
No. Corporate core never truly fixes anything. They just rebrand the problem. Slap a new coat of paint on the existential crisis.
Exactly. Billboards still flicker sometimes. Employees still phase into those awful, outdated uniforms.
Right. And those CLX transactions still occasionally spit out ancient script.
Much to the chagrin of the cybernetic dinosaurs who manage interdimensional finance.
Oh, yeah. They hate dealing with non-compliant currency. Very precise, the cyber dinos.
But the immediate catastrophic threat of total reality collapse was averted. For now. And for that, we owe Correspondent Paradox a huge debt of gratitude.
Absolutely. The incident with Project Palimpsest serves as a potent reminder. Frequency rebels. that even abstract concepts like history or corporate narrative, they can have these profound physical impacts on the multiverse.
Totally.
Corporate cores, relentless pursuit of efficiency, and that pristine public image, it often overlooks the fundamental resilience of reality itself. It's like a kind of cosmic law, a deep-seated resistance within the timelines that pushes back against attempts to erase its past. Reality, in essence, has its own internal consistency check, and it will fight to maintain it.
It really shows us that reality, like a good stapler.
Huh, like Clive.
Exactly, like Clive. It has a memory, and it always leaves its mark. The truth always bleeds through, no matter how hard someone tries to rebrand it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a messy, beautiful struggle, this dance between what is and what powerful entities want you to believe.
So as we conclude this deep dive, consider this, fellow Frequency Rebels. In your own reality, what history might be subtly rewritten?
Ooh, good question.
Or what inconvenient truths are being quietly erased, perhaps without you even realizing it? And how might your own awareness, your own pushback, be the quiet, insistent echo that helps reality remember?
Powerful stuff to think about, isn't it?
Definitely.
Thank you for tuning in to Static Between Worlds. Be sure to keep your encrypted quantum frequencies open for our next transmission.
Yeah, we'll be teasing out the threads for Season 1, Episode 4 of The Effergent.
And trust us, things are about to get even stranger. Until then,
stay static.
Stay free.